Please stand up for
the Summercast episode 13.
He's literally beating off the mic on the intro, bro.
I didn't mean to be. I just didn't realize what it looked like until.
That's all right.
Oh man, how you guys been?
Good.
I've been good. How have you fully recovered from having the Rona?
Dude,
the coronavirus?
Oh. Wait, Hitch had the coronavirus?
No, you.
No, you. Oh, wow. I was like, what? Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm good now. Like, I feel like myself for 2 weeks.
You got your taste back?
Yeah, I got my taste back. It was gone for a week, but I lost 5 pounds, honestly. So,
hey,
there's a positive.
One way.
Or another. He gonna lose. Either going to the gym or getting Rona.
Dude, I think
that about the same thing.
I think I lost some pounds too. Definitely the craziest hangover of my entire life. But
bro, I did a live react on the TST stream to the Phase Optic thing.
Mm-hmm.
So for our listeners, if you have no idea what we're talking about, the Pine Park launch was on the 17th, I believe, or the 16th.
Yes.
And on the 17th, it was the Phase Optic merch collab launch, and they did a showdown, MW2 Phase versus Optic, out in California. And you were dead on the broadcast, but you still dropped a 45.
Bro, you guys needed some help over there.
That first map, I kind of went off. Like, there was a few moments where I like went off,
yeah.
But that was regardless of anything, it was very difficult to snipe on. And I was playing full screen windowless or borderless for the first three games, and there's no aim assist.
Yeah.
And my teammates, love them to death, but they were getting us bad spawns constantly. Constantly. And bro, when you're back invasion and the hill is top hippie and you're spawning behind Candy, dude, it was just like I have to run all the way over there with sleight of hand, and then hopefully I'm not getting cut off, you know what I mean? And I'm just praying Seth drops a three piece. Anyway, dude. So the night before
I tuned in there.
Yeah,
go ahead.
What were you saying?
No, I said I tuned in there for a second, and it looked like a scope montage.
Yeah, scope.
Scope was going off
on invasion.
On invasion
scope. I was wondering when scope was going to wake up, to be honest, because first couple maps, I was like, scope's going to drop 50. Like, he's going to be on top of the lobby. And then Seth dropped 70. And I was like, okay.
No, it's doable.
Yeah, we got this. But then we lost pretty much everything. Except for the 1v1s. And the 1v1s were 10,000.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Literally came down to a 1v1 Seth for scope.
Seth
it was a really
scope.
Good game, too.
Yeah.
I think he won by two. I saw Formal 5-0 adapt. That was so funny, but so sad
so
at the
sad.
Same time.
I don't think I saw that.
Dude, I mean, it's literally Rust, right? And it's first to five. And it's literally just five. Spawn, die, leave the stage. Dude, it is rough, bro.
Dude,
and adapt like,
what map?
Off the stage, and he's just like,
yeah,
I don't know,
Rust.
Man. Oh, I don't know.
The worst part about that is it's Modern Warfare 2, so it's what FaZe grew up on, and it was the first time Matt had ever played Modern Warfare 2. He had never played
That's
it.
That's actually crazy to think about.
He had never
and
played
no,
it before.
No aim assist, MW2, Rust 1v1.
I was like watching how Seth shoots, and I'm like, because you know how I snipe? I snipe a little weird whenever I did snipe, where I drag scope
we'll
everything.
Drag it.
I drag everything. But some people, I don't know if you're like
I don't drag that much.
I drag all the time. I like aim in before I center it for some reason.
There's a
like,
kid right there, baby.
I like doing it both.
That's Mr. 5-0.
So we were just talking about you, man. Yeah, we deadass were just talking about how you 5-0 adapt. Yeah, recently. Oh, yeah, they watched it.
The other 1v1
like
run that you had.
What?
We'll put like elevator music here, and it's like, formal talking about how he's 5-0'd so many people that he forgot to who got 5-0'd.
Matt was like, Seth was right beside me, and I got off the stage, and he goes, "That was so fucking tippable."
That's so good.
I actually really like tippable.
I Tippable's did too. Good.
I like tippable.
So good.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that comes out, like a lot of lingo that comes out of the COD scene that I'm just like, come on. But tippable is a good one.
Tippable's good.
So the Pine Park party was the day before. So I go in there, and you have to make the crucial decision: am I going to smoke or am I going to drink? And I knew it was going to be like a big night, and so I was like, well, I think I'm going to drink. Because if I smoke, I'm going to go to sleep. So I was like, all right. So, and Brandon was there. I'm there with.
Oh, by the way, I didn't know he was going until I saw it on his Instagram story. And really? I was like, hell yes. I mean, that's the perfect environment for Brandon.
Yeah.
That's such a vibe.
That's so good.
So it's like me, I'm there with, it's like me, Brandon, Roger, Matt, like literally it's like the crew, my whole crew, except for you two are there. Yeah. It was like such a vibe. It was like in my
That means you were drinking.
We're grinding attachments on the beta, bro.
Bro, if Brandon's in there, you know drinking.
Brandon is your like your
bro.
What's the opposite of kryptonite that just makes you level up? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, 100%. That's Brandon. Because when I go out, like when we used to go, I guess when we were younger with Hitch and Brandon to downtown. You were for sure drinking.
I was drinking.
Oh, I know you were drinking.
And it's funny because, like, I've been talking about it for a bit. I'm just like, dude, I used to get drunk. Like, I don't really get drunk like that anymore. Like, I'll have drinks when we stream or, like, when we go out, I'll have a few drinks where I get, like, I feel good. But I used to, like, at events and stuff, dude, I used to be the guy that was stumbling. And, like,
you used to be the guy in the bush.
I used to be that. That's what I always say that Vegas trip, like, changed my life. It literally changed my life.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there and we go out to a restaurant and I get like two mules. And then we go to the party and I get are mules vodka?
Yeah, typically. Yeah. But you can get them with like whiskey or tequila.
Yeah. So I kept drinking vodka because I always you keep it on the same thing. I kept drinking vodka, so they had vodka drinks. Then they ran out of drinks or they ran out of vodka.
Yeah.
So we got back in line. We didn't realize they had run out of vodka. And then Brandon was like, all right, we'll just get four of the gin drinks. So I had two, he had two. So, and then I started drinking gin. Then we leave the party and go to meet up with, one of, Paige's friends at a restaurant. And there's a bunch of people there and they buy tequila shots. So then I did.
Yeah. So you got three.
Three different ones.
You're playing liquor bingo.
So then I was just like drinking tequila. Then we went to their house and it was the same thing. It was like a different, I don't even know what it was at that time. It was so late and I kept drinking.
Was it clear or was it dark?
It was all clear. Everything was clear.
Well, that's not bad.
That's what I was like. Maybe
you stayed in the same color profile.
I was like, at least it's all clear.
What are you? B-I-N-G? Dang. You're about to hit go.
And then someone brought out the Hennessy, and then that's the last thing I remember.
But I remember like it was like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. just because it's like it always feels later because it's 2 hours like time difference. So I was like, dude, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and I'm gonna be good. But Nick was literally asleep on their couch on the person at the house
he was
we were
in
staying
the shadow
at.
Realm.
Yeah, he was on the couch, and so everyone was like, "Dude, Nick's not making it tomorrow." And I was like, "Yeah, probably not." And then I Ubered home, and then when I was Ubered to the hotel. When I was in the hotel, I was sitting there and I was like, "Oh no!" Like it all started hitting because it was from the restaurant till then was probably like 3-4 hours. Yeah, probably like 3.5-4 hours. So, and I probably had 17 to 18 drinks, something like that. Dude, it was really insane.
So you were riding the wave, and then it hit the rocks
when
you got back to the hotel.
I like didn't like feel. I was like, I was obviously very drunk, very loose, and whatever. And I was just like, that's why I just kept drinking. Then when I got back to the hotel, bro, I literally like I pounded water, got some Advil, which is my usual routine, and then I went to lay down. And as soon as I closed my eyes, just the world started spinning, bro. And which I haven't had that in a long time. So then I just paced up and down. Then So eventually, like 5 a.m., I got sick, and I was like, okay, maybe that was it. Then went to sleep, woke back up. We had to leave at like 9. So in the hotel lobby before I left, got sick again in the hotel lobby. And I was like, maybe that was it. Then I went and drove to the phase shoot, and I started walking laps around the parking lot because I felt so sick. So they're going to make fun of me for this for the rest of my life, because I was literally just hands in my pocket, walking around the parking lot like this.
Like you're an inmate or something.
Yeah, just like trying.
Yo, where's Hitch at? He's in the yard,
bro. Just like trying to find God. Just please, someone help. Get back in.
Oh man.
Get back in. Sit down. That's when I put my sunglasses on because
great move, by the way. Really, really solid.
Really,
because
it literally was the only like 2% of relief that I could get.
Yeah.
Then before, I think it was in between the headquarters and the search and destroy games, I threw up in the bathroom there at the event.
That's the Crowder, the replay special right there.
The replay. I was literally thinking about replays as this was all happening. I was like, should I just
You know what we're talking about, George?
I'm pretty sure. I think.
Yeah. So if anybody doesn't know, basically there's a legendary COD event, at least legendary to us. I think it was UMG Philly.
Yeah.
And that's the first event that Hitch and I ever went to. We went there by train. And Replays literally had a throw up trash can next to him, and he was winning the games, throwing up between rounds in the trash can, and then yelling at the other team, like, "How am I winning? I'm throwing up at a trash can."
It's like, but, there's a clip of him going, "I'm the fucking best. I'm going to throw up now," and then he left the venue. I was literally thinking about that.
She can't see Crowder yelling at him.
I was thinking about that as I was walking around the parking lot.
That's good motivation, at least.
So then we finished it up, and it was right before the headquarters, because I was feeling the best in the first map at the headquarters because I had just thrown up.
Is that scrap?
Yeah, scrapyard. Because I was like, I did pretty well in that. And then all the way up until I 1v1 rain, it kept getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten at all. So then we finally finish, and it's like, at this point, it's 6 o'clock. So we got there at like 11, it's 6 now, and we call a sprinter van, and it's in LA. We have to go back to LA from wherever we're at. So it's like an hour and 50 minute drive because of traffic. Yeah. So I'm literally sitting there and I have the headache, but I'm like not feeling terrible. I'm like, and Nick is progressively getting worse too. So I'm like, yo, Nick, I'm going to go grab his bags just in case, bro. I don't want to, what I mean? So I grab a bag for me and a bag for him, give him the bag. Dog, I made it 10 minutes into the drive.
Oh.
I made it 10 minutes into the drive. I'm in the very back seat. And
at least you got the bag, though.
Dog, if I didn't get the bag.
And you had to pay the cleanup fee for the thing. Oh,
dude,
man.
I really don't. It was the most clutch thing that I did.
Yeah,
and so I made it 15 minutes, 30 minutes maybe into the drive, and then I'm just getting sick
just
in a bag.
Because when you know.
Dude, your saliva glands start going. I was literally like, I was doing this.
Sorry to our listeners, sorry. I know. And you're like, no.
No, there's no way, bro. No. That's what's going on. There's no way this is about to happen.
Like, not right here.
So like Brandon's beside me, Seth is beside Brandon, Matt's in front of me, man. Maddie is in front of me, and I tap him. I'm like, bro, I'm sorry, but this is about to happen. And he was like, all right, man. He scoots over a little bit, and then I just go and tie the bag, and I hold it. I hold it for an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh! Yo, I hate to divulge this podcast into literally talking about us getting sick, but I'll make you feel better real
quick.
Okay, It's a five-minute aside. So the flight from RDU to DFW, Raleigh to Fort Worth, is really not that bad. But we've made it a lot going out there for optic content. All that's fine. But usually it's the flight back. We're already kind of tired. Depends on how late we stayed up the last night, how many Big Macs and McFlurries I had. But I wasn't sick. I was perfectly fine. But we're mid-pandemic. So sneezing, coughing, anything on the plane is kind of taboo now.
Yeah.
Because people are like, that dude has corona. As soon as you see it, it's like, that dude's sick. Everybody's in their mask. So we get on the plane. And George, me and George are sitting in different rows. So he's in the row behind me. And so I'm in the middle seat in the row by myself, people on both sides of me. Something happened with someone's luggage or something with the plane. We were on the tarmac in Fort Worth for 45 minutes. And you know the AC doesn't kick on on the tarmac. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there sweating, dog. And I'm sweating and I can feel myself start to get like nauseous, like car sick. And I'm like, there's no way. Like this has never happened. Like, nah. And exactly what you said. I'm sitting there like this. And I'm like, Like, no.
No.
No, not now. And then it was like, no.
And I was like, okay. Boom.
I literally had to grab the barf bag.
What?
In the airplane on the tarmac.
Wait, I was with you. I don't think I was on the same.
Oh, were you with me? I thought you leaned up next to me.
No. I was with you because I remember.
Oh, you're right.
I wasn't looking.
You had window. You were looking out the window. I remember.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, but yeah, I was with
you. What? How did you not tell me? I've never heard this.
So as soon as George hits the airplane. As soon as George hits the airplane, the AirPods are in and the turn everybody off button is on.
Yeah.
So it's like, I
don't
see you
anymore.
When we land.
I'm going to bed. Exactly.
Yeah. So he's sitting there. And so I'm in the middle seat, but like, and this is, you know, if you don't want to hear about me throwing up, it's really not that bad, but like, you could just skip 30 seconds. But I hadn't eaten anything. So it's literally just bile. It's white, yellowish liquid. And I threw up twice in this little bag back to back. And then George turns like this and he goes, and he looks at me, and he like rips his AirPods out. And he was like, "Yo, are you good?"
No, no. I literally turned around because I was like, I was looking out, and I turn around and I go, "Wait, did you just throw up?" And he wraps out the barf bag. He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Where'd you get that bag?" He goes, "It comes with." He goes, "It comes with every plate." I was like, "What?"
He was like mind blown that I just found a little popcorn bag to chuck in, bro.
Dude, literally never heard of anyone using the bag.
Exactly. I don't know where you find those
things.
So it's
like to breathe. So it's like if someone hyperventilates on the plane, mm-hmm. you take it and you know, you see like in the cartoons where they breathe,
right.
You know, and then expand and contract the bag. Yeah. But, yep. And then I sat there and I was like, okay, now I have to fly home.
That's crazy.
I remember putting my AirPod on.
It was just like the worst 20 minutes period on a plane.
Yeah. It was really hot in there.
It was so hot, dude. I literally had sweat. This is how I know it's bad, when the sweat is dripping down the backs of my knees and I could feel the sweat droplets hitting my ankles.
Were you cold too? Like, were they cold sweats? Because cold sweats, I had.
It was miserable.
Though. I had cold.
It was bad.
I literally was sitting there at the phase thing and my Hex came up to me and was like, bro, I can tell you're sick because you have goosebumps over your, and my hair was all up. Also, my entire body is sweating.
Yep.
And that's how I played the whole time.
Yeah.
And I felt terrible about it. But like, I didn't think that was going to, because I was fine on the Uber back. That's the crazy part, is I was fine on the Uber back.
And then you wake up and you're not feeling that great.
Yeah.
It didn't have any effect on the broadcast, though. I mean, like, maybe you would have dropped another 50 or something. But in terms of the actual point of the broadcast, which was to have a collaboration, play old school CODs and stuff, that was perfect.
But
being hungover is no fun.
It
sucks the older you get,
dude.
The older you get the more it sucks.
I regret not just smoking. I really do. But like, there's no world where I go into that and think about like how crazy the night's gonna be and just like smoke. There's just no way.
Yeah.
I mean, I got an I love you text, so it was a good night for me.
Yeah, you texted us, I love you.
Maybe that's when
I was like, I love you boys or something.
Yep. Whenever I have the urge to text you both that I love you, that's probably when I should stop drinking. That's probably note.
That's when we should text you back. Like,
can you imagine the amount of vibe kill? You text your boy that you love him, and he's like, hey, I love you too, but put the drink down. It's like, what the?
I will read that and be like, again? Yeah, exactly. That's a vibe kill.
I don't even love you.
My love. Exactly.
Dude, I hate to keep, and this is the last thing we're going to say, because I hate to keep talking about it, but I actually get jealous, because I knew it was bad, because I don't like throw up around people, but like every girlfriend that I've had said I'm a little bitch when it comes to throwing up.
Oh yeah, me too.
But like, I get jealous when I see like people that get nervous for games, or like people that you know, other people that I see like that have gotten sick, they just go over and they're like, bah, and then it's over.
Yeah.
It's, bro, like, let me get this out of the way.
My shit, dude. Brandon was asleep, like drunk asleep, like that, like snoring and everything when I got sick. And then I came back out and he was like, bro, are you good?
Dude, do you like death metal scream?
Like, like everything, dog.
Dude, bro. Okay, this is probably the weirdest podcast topic we've ever had. But I gotta hear you, Chuck, and you gotta hear me because I think we sound the same,
dog.
Bro.
I think I'm a quiet one. Then
Steph started laughing at me while I was like, going up. She's like, literally... "Why are you yelling?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" I think
I'm a quiet throw up guy because I literally just go, wah, and
yeah,
then I'm out.
Dude,
dog.
Dude,
meanwhile, you guys are screaming.
Bro, I death grip the dude. I death grip it, and I'm like, dude,
that's what happened when I had corona. I was like, oh, dude, I don't feel good in my chest. So I did that for like 2 or 3 days straight where I just threw up. And all I did was just throw up, and then I feel so much better.
I can feel it coming from like my loins, like that's where it starts. And I'm like, I can feel it coming out.
No, once I feel it on my chest, I know it's about to go down. I'm like, all right, here.
This is like the only time I'm super thankful we don't have a sponsored podcast. Can you imagine?
I mean. Hey, there's a lot worse. There's a lot worse.
Yeah, that's
worse.
That's true. I told you about The Yard, which is Ludwig, Slime, and Nick, and all those. And Aiden. They literally talked about STDs and STIs, and then were like, let's see if they bring us back for another week. But they did. So if they can talk about STDs, we can talk about throwing up in an airplane.
Yeah, I think we had on the Optic podcast, whenever Hex wasn't there, we had a full conversation about, you know, fleshlights and stuff, because we told the whole entire story, and then I talked to Roger after. He was like, I don't know if Hex is gonna be too happy with that one.
he leaves for 1 week and then this is what they talk about.
I was like, well, if you put me in charge, we're gonna talk about some crazy
Hex talks about fishing, you talk about fleshlights, same
yeah thing. Yeah, same thing. We just talk we're about done. Our interests,
there you go.
So you guys played the beta
Minecraft.
Oh shit. Yeah. Wait, first of all, tell me about that,
bro.
Yeah. Dude, the Minecraft event was one of the smoothest events I've ever been a part of.
Really?
Like nothing went wrong. Smooth. The actual world they created for the overworld versus underworld map was insane.
Wait,
the way they created that world.
Explain it.
So basically,
it was
kind of
like domination.
The whole thing's to promote the 100 Thieves open world collection, basically an apparel collection that dropped, and the whole thing is kind of inspired by that open world Minecraft building concept. And so there's the overworld side, which is primarily whites, blues, yellows, and then there's the underworld side that's like the tan, black, and red.
Yeah.
So they basically compiled a list of content creators. I think it was like 18 versus 18.
Yeah.
And then we all hopped into a private Minecraft server. They like whitelisted the accounts and everything, got us access to the server. You literally like put on custom outfits, so people were like, you were basically angels versus demons kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was beautifully done, and then they put us into the server. You can tell them about the server. I just wanted to preface what the whole collaboration was.
Okay.
So there's literally a map for the overworld and the underworld, and in your world, I guess in the overworld, there's like 6 points. It's kind of like domination, and then the other team also has another 6 points. And you have to, like, your team has to go to their point and literally hold it there to take control over it.
Okay.
But, like, you have to enter, like, the nether to go into their world.
Wow. So are people camping the portals and stuff?
Yeah. And then each team had little, six little subdivisions for each team. So Blake and I got teamed up with Blitzel, was another Minecraft dude.
Okay.
Blitzel.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so we were... There are like 6 little subdivisions, so each team had their own point. We had our own magenta point in our overworld or whatever. But what our team decided to do is to put everyone in one call. So literally our whole team
was one call.
And it was lit. There was one guy running it. He was taking the IGL or whatever. And he was just letting us know like who's defending, who's attacking.
That's...
It was like the most – it was so lit.
See if you can click this link that I sent you. And we can put this up on the podcast too, or if you're sharing your screen.
Okay.
This, so right when we got in there, like, I didn't know how serious it was going to be. And it's not like everybody was taking it crazy serious.
Where did you send it?
There's like Minecraft Legends in there. It's a DM on Twitter.
Okay.
So there's like builders, there's Minecraft PvPers, there's 100 Thieves people, and then like content creators from different organizations like we were. So basically he was like, yo, bring up the map on a side monitor. And I was like, holy crap, we're bringing up maps on a side monitor?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can see this, but there's an overworld and an underworld map. So we were overworld. So we all spawn. So there's teams of three, and a team of three spawns on each flag that has a coinciding number and letter.
Oh my God.
So basically we were the magenta team. So there's three and there's three on each point.
Y'all are the underworld. Okay.
We're over. Overworld.
Oh, y'all are overworld. Okay.
Yes, we're the good guys.
Okay, okay.
We got smoked by the bad guys. We got smoked. All those purple things on that map, can you see it now?
Yeah, they're portals.
Are the portals. And so those portal you into the other world. So basically, when we had enough lives to coordinate an attack, we would push through a portal and try and take a flag. But then when we were on the back foot, you spawn it, and as you lose flags, the respawn timer increases. So if you don't, like, as soon as you just die, you respawn in 5 seconds. But let's say you lose 2 points, it takes 20 seconds to respawn so they can push for more flags. So at each of your bases, there's a coin generator and a ruby generator.
Okay.
And they had merchants at each of the points where you can upgrade your weapons, upgrade your armor, or buy traps.
What? What kind of traps?
It was like a TNT thing. One spawned.
Grenades.
They look like big, like, ox things. They're like ravagers.
Ravagers,
I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Cool.
Spawned ravagers. One was, what's the guys with the crossbows?
Pillagers.
Yeah, pillagers. Yeah, there was one of those. So basically, there were like a certain amount of coins. You could also get coins by slaying zombies and stuff. But like basically, if your point got lost, then you basically lost your funding at your base. So you had to go to another person's base and share their funds to increase armor and weapons and stuff. You could buy like heals and stuff like that too.
That's but generally super speaking, dope.
And what's really cool is you got to go in and choose a weapon class. So there was like an archer, a crossbowman, a knight, and a viking. So, and the whole thing, dude, I wish I could bring up a still. I wish I had one immediately accessible. But literally above both of the maps is a massive dragon that's just chilling in the sky.
Really?
Like whoever spent the time to build these places crushed it, man. It was so good. Like, there was 100 Thieves branding in-game, like, at the top, and you could see how many points you had and everything. It was one of the smoothest things I've
that
ever taken part
in. That is so dope. So who all was on your team, like, as a collective?
I'm trying to remember. I apologize if anybody listens to this. It was chaos because the only team that we really teamed up with was just Bitzel, and it was just a team of three. But when we joined the big call, it was, like, Brooke and Nico. Yasuo. Yeah, who?
Purple was the guy leading it.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. They had like a couple like PvPers.
Did they have the guy that kept?
What's the guy that kept torturing you, George?
Oh, NA something. NA.
Yeah.
I remember NA.
Yeah, he was a beast though. Dude,
he killed
everyone. Like, he dropped a 37.
Killing everyone.
Yes, he was slaying out.
Yeah. Oh, bro, it was insane.
That's so dope.
We had Tina as well.
Okay.
Tina, yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
But it was really, really cool to be a part of. I haven't played Minecraft in a while, and that was unlike anything I've ever played.
Yeah,
that was very, very cool.
That's just one of the
coolest things.
Yeah, that's the coolest part about Minecraft is it can literally be anything. It could be the most peaceful game you've ever played, or it can be hell. Literally chaos between overworld
into the underworld.
Yeah,
bro.
It can be anything you want it to be.
They really killed it.
That's dope. Yeah.
And then as soon as the event ended, the merch drop went live.
That's so sick.
And I'm
wearing a merch team. It came in a little Minecraft box.
That's crazy. That's dope.
Have you seen the box that they come in, Hitchy?
Yeah, I can see it on your cam, but they can't see it on the Summercast.
So I can show it.
It's like a little box. Yeah. Okay. Cool. That is really cool. Yeah. It's like a actual box. For those of you guys that are listening, it's a literal cube that looks like a Minecraft cube.
Looks like a Minecraft texture.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Bro, that thing is so dope.
I love shit like that, dude. They killed it. I love like packaging, like PR. I love like really good PR packaging and like so that you make like I think Ninja and his the way he shipped his first shoes in a PC case.
In the PC case.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Like, that's
unreal.
And even the Optic Phase merch, how that came was really good. Dude, scuff stuff. Look here. This is right here. Like Scuff's PR stuff.
Is this for the new controller? Oh my god.
This is Seth's like controller. This is the one that I use.
Fire. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it like pops out and then it opens up like this and then it has like a drawer.
Oh,
that has a t-shirt in it.
Yo,
yeah, like crazy. I love shit like that.
I'm gonna have to send a DM. Hold up. Yeah, that is fire, bro.
Bro, that's actually insane. What the heck? They killed it.
Yeah, that's super dope. What's funny is that's exactly how the camera that I've been swooning over for 10 years and just bought recently, the Leica one, it opens the exact same way and has two little drawers in
really
it. So now I want another one. Yeah,
I love shit like that.
That's so fire.
That's
people
like
kill it
with becoming more like I don't know I can't like say anything about it, but becoming more involved in like the Optic stuff moving forward. I think myself and Blake are going to be more involved in that, and then you too if you want to, George. But
yeah,
but we want to
whatever you guys are.
Just like more like the business side,
yeah, like
kind of thing. You know
stuff?
What I mean? That was just like
that's one thing that I want so much. That's because I
designing stuff.
I love running like running events and running an event like the one you guys just talked about, or running like a phase, because like the phase Optic one was this year, and we might do an Optic Phase one next year where they come to Dallas.
Yeah.
And like if I get if I get in charge or if I help like build out a team to run that. Like that kind of stuff, bro. I love it. And then I also love working out like packaging and building a PR list and all that shit. Like I've always wanted to be able to do that. And I think we're gonna be able to do it pretty soon here. So
it's weird because it's like, I mean, I am absolutely blessed to be a content creator, and the fact that people find us funny is fantastic, and it's incredible to be able to do that as a job. But like, probably deep down inside me, I probably wasn't meant to be a content creator. I was probably meant to work on the branding side of things and just vibing that. But like, I will take both. Like, if I can do both, I am super down. But
yeah,
I love that kind of thing. Just to be able to, I mean, do that with a brand that I love that much and have loved that much since I was a kid is crazy cool.
Yeah, I actually need. Oh, I met Stev while I was there. He was at the.
I hear you mention him all the time.
Yeah, the guy, the main guy from Boom that helps me run all of the tournaments.
Okay.
I met him. He's also the manager for Doc. I met him at the phase shoot, and I felt bad because I've been working with him for 3 years now. I've never met him, and then the first time I meet him, I'm just
destroyed,
dead, literally like dead.
Yep.
So
that's what's up, though. That dude's y'all make some magic.
Apparently. Apparently the Activision, he told me this, Activision really, really liked the Crack Creator tournament.
And really?
They want to do something when the game drops and when the Warzone, the new Warzone map drops as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the Crack Creator event actually was really nice.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't so sweaty where like.
I think that's it's like the beautiful
part
of it. That was
a perfect mix.
It's like people are trying. Everyone's trying, but it's just not. Oh, look. You know,
and you get to see people.
Content creators got steamrolled again.
Yeah, you get
surprised.
To see new people. You get to see new people in the tournament that usually don't make it that far. But like,
you get to see people that sometimes have never interacted before interact and make it. And
that's
the shit
cool
I
part,
love,
too.
Bro. Mm-hmm. I love stuff like that. Especially seeing like Sprat and FIFA like win the whole thing. Like,
yeah, that's sick.
That's
dope. That was freaking dope.
I think that the draft system is always one of the coolest parts too. Just being able to pick your team like that, that's so sick.
Sitting in a call and listen to each person pick. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's nerve wracking at the time as well.
Oh yeah,
when you're sitting there like, who am I gonna get? And then your pick goes away, and it's like,
who am I gonna get?
It's been awesome though.
The so you guys grinded the beta, and I've only played like four maps on PC, and God, it's so much better, bro. It's
than PS4.
Dude, it, not even, it's not even like a hundred, it's like, it's like a million times better.
It's like, a, it's almost like a different game.
Dude, I can't even tell you how much better it felt. I really enjoyed it, though.
Man, that's what PCs are meant for. Like, the game literally just runs so smooth.
Yeah.
Like,
there's no way we played. There's no way when we played console, it was like that. There's no way. I refuse to believe my brain has changed that much.
It has, bro.
There's no
dude, when
way,
when I go back
bro.
And play MW2, dog, it is a tragedy.
Dude, it's like, yeah.
Well, remember when we played Black Ops the other day, and we had to change so many settings because the default settings,
yeah,
were
just
so like
cut it anymore.
Just don't cut it anymore. We had like 80 FOV.
Yeah,
we had dynamic settings, yeah. Like all these stuff that we're so used to now.
It's crazy
like,
that
we
on
have back then.
On so I down that you're talking about the Plutonium, which is like a mod that where you can download mm-hmm. and play Black Ops 2 without any hackers. And they just released Aim Assist for Modern Warfare 3, so I downloaded that as well. And there's no aim slider. And the default, or there's no FOV slider. And the default FOV is 65 on Xbox 360 games. 65.
You can see
you probably can't even
gun.
See the trigger.
Dog,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can see the tip of the gun. That's it.
Yeah, so like I had to figure out how to go into like the console and like make it 85, yeah, yeah. You know, like just like made it 85 and it's so much yeah. better.
I bet.
But yeah, it looks good too. I don't think it's going to be as successful as the Black Ops 2 one because so many more people are just playing Black Ops 2.
The MW3 mod.
The MW3 yeah. one, but I think there's still like private matches and stuff like that. So we should hop into one of those this week. But sorry,
sure
I keep changing the subject. How was the beta? What that when you guys played while I was gone?
I mean, for me, you know I'm an MW 2019 fan. Yeah. I always will be. It's just the mechanics of that game, and I understand that there are some things that need to be addressed as far as competitive goes. The Dead Silence thing, I know a lot of people weren't happy to see Dead Silence back as a field upgrade, but the footsteps are so much more balanced than MW. Like, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
Like, if someone is sprinting up behind me, I'll hear them when they're 5 to 10 feet away. But otherwise, you can't hear them. And it's a lot of people are like, yo, what's up with the audio? And someone came into my chat and was like, bro, they need to fix footsteps ASAP. And to me, I was like, oh, this is someone that wants full Dead Silence back. And they were like, I can't hear anything. And I was like, it's crazy that now you have people on the other side of the coin saying, I don't get footstep audio when beforehand, footstep audio didn't exist because of Dead Silence as a perk. But man, the game feels so smooth. They did such a great job on the weapon models. Everything looks fantastic. I will say the biggest thing for me that I think is it's not a negative, but a deterrent for a lot of people is the 10 attachments in the gunsmith is insane. It's legitimately insane. I am a gunsmith fan. I love messing around in the gunsmith. I love trying out different builds. And I think it does add an aspect of creativity for people to build their own playstyle and see what other people are using and try different things. But 10 attachments on every gun for free without a perk is legitimately chaos.
That is,
yeah,
it's unreal, chaos. Bro. It's unreal.
I mean, they gave us S&D in the beta, which is actually insane.
Yeah.
So actually been grinding
all
out
that
of
to
S&D.
Say, this is the most fun I've had in a beta period.
I was about to say, this beta is actually so much fun because I don't think the skill based matchmaking is that strong.
Yeah,
so it makes it perfect.
I've noticed that.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone complain about the skill based matchmaking.
Cold War.
It's been really good,
dude. Cold
like,
War.
I mean, it's still sweaty. There's some still sweaty players, but it's not crank. I think that's what I enjoy the most.
The Modern Warfare beta and the Cold War beta were the sweatiest lobbies I've ever had in my life.
But seeing these games, you can drop numbers.
Yeah,
just like having fun, having a good time, not even thinking so much about the game.
Yeah, I was
like, you dropped a good number.
Yeah, I was like playing with music on and stuff, and it felt
exactly.
good. Exactly, you know what I mean.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we've been grinding this game. It's been fun.
I like the movement. Mm-hmm. I like how the game feels. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I like two of the maps so far. Like I would play them over Miami any day.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming out with
and Eagle's Nest. I'll take them. Mm-hmm. The snowy one, at first, I was like, I hate the snowy map. But then playing S&D on the snowy map actually isn't all that bad.
It's like everyone talks shit about Gustav Cannon. And it's like, that shit was fine. Yeah. I think it was
it's
fine.
Really not that
it's
bad.
It's not that bad. Yeah. Like, there, yep. Like, it's a map that is very pub based and it's not going to be competitive. So don't go into that map thinking, oh shit, this has not to be three lanes. I have to get a cutoff. Yeah. Like, you're not going to, it's just a regular ass map.
I mean, we are getting 16 maps off the drop off. Like, so, like, at least four have to be good.
Yeah. right.
Like, come on.
I don't know. I'm just so, like, every time I see someone hating on COD, which is nothing new, people hate on COD all the time. Yeah. I've had my fair share of negative opinions towards the franchise in general. But, like, I would so much rather approach the game with the positivity. That is easily, you don't have to search to find it in the game. There are a lot of positives about how the game feels. As far as, I have to look at it selfishly in terms of, like, what we do is 3v3 multiplayer, especially league play. They're talking about incorporating league play off the bat. The game feels good, and we've already hit clips that I would happily put in a beta montage. I am good.
Yeah.
I am very excited for Call of Duty multiplayer.
I will say the two things that I like. If I think it's a good, I think it's a good game, and I think, you know, I like the footstep audio change. I like the fact that you can't just spam slide cancels, and I'm sure somebody, Shotzi, Selium, somebody will figure out a way around it so that you can constantly slide cancel. Yeah. But I like the fact that you can't slide after slide after slide.
Mm-hmm. It's a timing thing. It really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that because I find myself running more than I do in MW. Because MW,
in this game,
like,
you can definitely run.
Yeah. And jump chows, I feel like, are...
Jump chows are back.
Are back,
you
yeah.
Jump chows your are back. Characters... No, so
the
high
bee,
up.
The bee hop in this game is so nice.
Yeah,
it's such a nice bee hop.
So I like the maps. I think the maps are already better than the MW maps. Like, I really do think that.
No, 100%.
I think the two things that we need to think about, or that they need to think about, and I don't even know if it's changeable. Well, the first one is the attachments. The attachments are just, dude, they're so overwhelming. I want somebody listening or watching this to make a list of attachments for one gun for the M8 on Black Ops 2, and then make a list of all the attachments for one gun in MW, and I just want to see the difference, bro. It's probably
in Vanguard.
It's probably, there's probably what, 13, 12 attachments in Black Ops 2.
Bro,
there might be 100 attachments.
MW is fine. I can handle MW, but make that the top. If anything, condense it down.
Yes,
a little
make
bit.
That the
and
ceiling.
Instead, I think they tripled it,
dude. I literally
it's
am
like they
shocked.
Added perks to the gun too.
Well, it was
there's
just no. Yeah, it's like you have your you have like your
proficiency,
your
ammo
you,
type.
You have ammo type. The ammo types are the biggest thing that need a nerf in the game. People are like, yo, how do you feel about time to kill? How do you feel about this? I was like, honestly, bro, I think time to kill in the game is fine. It's just you need to address the, like, damn near explosive rounds on the STG in the bar.
Aren't there incendiary rounds on every gun?
There's an ammo type and, like, an ammo, like, it's not the right terminology, but it's, like, almost a casing. You can put, like, FMJ incendiary and then change the actual caliber of the round.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, how did that make it here? Like,
if when they had a gunsmith meeting, everybody came up with ideas, and they said, that's all fine, let's throw them all in there. And I like the gunsmith. I'm saying this as a gunsmith fan. It is too much.
Yeah, like, if you're saying it, it's a problem.
It is too much.
That's how you know.
Because I didn't even, I mean, I got used to it, and I don't mind it now, but I think it was too much in MW. Like, just that many attachments is a lot.
I was the same way. I hated just being like, all right, so what do I have to
run? Like,
and I like being that. I like being the professor.
Right.
In that
you,
way.
You
I'm
love
like,
doing
yo,
that.
This
yeah.
is what you run. I
yeah.
tried this out.
I'm like, just tell me what to run because this gun's not working right now.
Dude, even in, but do you remember when Black Ops 2 came out and we were like, wait, you can put quick draw and long barrel? You can put two?
Yep.
Because in Black Ops 2, it was like you could only put FMJ or only a red dot.
Yeah.
And now you can put five things in MW, and now you can put 10.
Ten,
bro.
You should see how many grips there are. It's like rubber grip, leather grip, back grip, gum tree grip. It's crazy.
It doesn't make sense, man. It really doesn't make sense.
Just bring it up. Scale it back to MW, and I'm fine. Because I already learned how to do MW. Same, yeah. I learned it. I know MW gunsmith, Warzone gunsmith perfectly. Yeah.
Barrel.
Make it that.
Barrel, grip, stock, underbarrel.
Yes.
Then perk.
Laser.
Rear grip.
Yeah. Even laser. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I mean, are there
not going to be in
lasers? Yeah, there's no lasers.
They already doubled down on it. There's no way they're keeping the 10 attachments.
I think they're gonna back it up.
You think so?
I think they're gonna back it off. I do. I do not think they're gonna keep 10 attachments for free in the game. I just don't see it. Yeah. If anything, I think there might be a perk or something that can increase it from 5 to 7 or 5 to 9, like it was in Cold War.
Yeah.
But 10 for free is literal chaos.
Even in Cold War, I was like, wait. You can put a perk on and have every attachment.
Gunfighter, then you have 7.
Every attachment that you could possibly want.
Maybe it's 8. Yeah.
And it's like, how did that happen?
When I see like an MP40 with a red dot sight on it, and you know it didn't cost anything to put the red dot sight, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Because they have to run. Not now everything. Every sub is going to run a red dot. So now all the guns look the same. If you're not in Call of Duty and you're watching it and you've never watched it before, say you're a CS fan or a Valorant fan, you're like, let me turn on the Call of Duty World Champs, and they all 8 weapons have the same red dot because it doesn't cost anything. It's going to look like they're all using the same gun. That's what
it's going to look like. In my opinion, they'll scale it back. And I think it's just painfully obvious that it needs to be scaled back.
Yeah.
To me. I know a lot of things haven't been painfully obvious over the years, but I hope that is scaled back.
I hope.
It's not game breaking. It's just, it's bad for no reason. There's no reason that the MW gunsmith needs to be adapted that much.
Right. Yeah. And I think the other thing that obviously everyone is talking about, and I denied it for a long time. I denied it in the PS4 beta, denied it in the closed beta, but the spawns are atrocious.
I have heard that they implemented squad spawns. Oh, no, sir. he said, squad spawns.
Even Lupin's pissed.
I have heard, and this is just a rumor. He's my feet. That they incorporated squad spawns so that they can lab out the spawns for all of the different game types because of the different pacings. So I don't know if you know about the pacings of the game types, but there's basically a 6v6, an 8v8, a 10v12, a 10v10, a 12v12, etc. And so you can dictate which different paces you want. Because they didn't have the spawns all labbed out yet, they just implemented squad spawns because they wanted to not break the game while they actually figure out the correct spawn.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
what I've heard. Don't quote me on that and say, Blake said the squad spawns were going to be in there.
I bought this game and Blake said.
That's just what I saw because, like, there's no way that squad spawns are going to stay like that in regular game modes when you see rooms that they literally now call the murder room on Hotel Royal because they just keep spawning.
Yeah.
I've heard it's just a placeholder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I never knew. I mean, I didn't follow MW variant that much because I didn't play MW except for GBs with you guys and then also Shoot the Chip. Like, that's all I played.
Yeah.
And so whenever I'm playing and I don't really understand what the big deal is about squad spawns because I didn't like watch it that closely, whenever we're at, you know, we're playing domination, we have, you know, C and B, and I run close to the A flag while all of my team is still on the other side of the map, hopefully just to, you know, get them off spawn, and then all of a sudden my entire team spawns on me. It's like you guys have the spawn and we have the initial flag, but they start spawning on me at their flag. And it's not like I pushed their spawn. And I was like, that's what it is.
Well, I mean, you play Ground War in MW and you immediately know what squad spawns. I mean, that's like you can dictate the guy
that you want to
spawn on. And then it's like,
right.
Yeah, everyone just
it's like a forced squad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely that part. Yeah, spawns always need work.
Sure.
But they always need work. But
yeah.
I have heard that is the reason.
Yeah, I really hope it is because the thing with Sledgehammer is they're pretty good about competitive play. I think they'll make changes based off of competitive, whereas I don't even think Treyarch did. I mean, maybe they did.
If something does go wrong at the beginning of the game with the spawns, I feel like they'll fix that pretty fast. That's one of the things they do fix pretty fast is the spawn.
Yeah, except for the thing, what people are scared of is they never fixed them in MW. They played the whole MW year with squad spawns. So literally you have to complete, like, that was the big, I think that was one of the biggest issues, and there was a lot of issues. There was a lot of issues in MW. But one of the biggest ones was the fact that you can't even, like, you
take spawns.
Yeah, you can't. That's what Seth.
And that's what competitive Call of Duty is dictating, like, knowing where the spawns are and how to make
manipulating spawns.
Yeah,
and controlling the map.
Oh, that's really, it's like the biggest thing of respawn.
One of the biggest things.
And it's that's what
the name.
That's what Seth used to say. That's what Seth used to say is, like, everything you've learned, because Seth was the only person I was really talking to that was on the team at the time, because he was the only person living here. But he was like the everything you learn about MW, or everything you learn about Call of Duty and how spawns work and cutoffs and respawns and all that is completely opposite. It's like, he was like, it's complete, it's the complete opposite thing. You don't,
so you got to unlearn everything.
Yeah,
you know.
He was like, you have to, you don't get cutoffs. You have to force your team to spawn somewhere where they want to spawn. He's all over the place.
Literally, he's trying to get my Team Summertime beach ball off of my desk because he knows I'm recording. And he's like, I can go get his beach ball while he's distracted.
That doesn't work. I can do stuff.
I can mess with his desk. Sorry.
But I do think that what I have seen a lot of is a lot of people overreacting. Like a fuck ton of people overreacting, because especially the 6v6 game types, whenever I play 6v6, it feels like COD.
Oh, it knocks.
Yeah.
I legitimately love it. Like, I am so ready to play tonight, and I have already played the beta for probably 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very, very excited. I'm excited. I'm excited to play tonight too, because I haven't played S&D at all, and I've been watching.
They put S&D in a beta.
That's dangerous. Like,
shouts.
That's shouts. So much fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm very, 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 very
fun. I think we're gonna have a good year.
Yeah, I think so too. And we haven't even been able to unlock, like, the cool stuff, like the throwing knives and the
throwing knives late game.
Because you can only level up to level 30.
There's
your
player
gonna
be. I honestly, bro, I think there's gonna be a one tap headshot Magnum. I really do.
You think so?
Yeah, dude,
with 10 perks, you can make it so it can one tap across the map.
I do. The only thing is, I think the problem that we ran into last year in terms of a GB, like, competitive rule set while doing our fun stuff, snipes are going to be fine. Snipes are not OP. They are difficult to use, but if you're nasty with a snipe, you can have for sure. Mm-hmm. It's not like Cold War where just any cheeseburger can run around with it and just piece everybody.
Yeah.
But the throwing knife does turn your melee into a knife, which is the reason why it got banned in competitive play, like for the CDL.
Right.
Because it changes your melee to a knife.
Which is also stupid.
Which I understand. Yeah. It's,
because if you
I like the concept. It's a cool idea that you have a throwing knife in your pocket, so you'd use it as a knife. But I wanted it in competitive, so please let me use it, you know.
But, like, it shouldn't even be banned, because if you run around a respawn with a throwing knife instead of a Semtex, it's not like that knife that you get
one
is going to make any difference. You're going to get way more kills with the
knife. Rule set, people are listening, please don't ban the throwing knife, because I really like the throwing knife. I don't want to see someone throw a knife at somebody.
Yeah.
And
all mainstream.
I do think one tap, Matt, I think there's going to be a Colt 45 classic Magnum in the game. I really do. I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. That would be fucking dope.
I really like the guns. I am notoriously a World War II aesthetic doubter, because I didn't like how World War II looked. And it was dreary. You play on Hotel Royale, you cannot tell me it's dreary. When you run downstairs, like, dude, it's color everywhere. That map is vibrant.
Yeah.
And the guns look good.
The guns look great. That's what I'm saying. I have the MP40,
amazing.
The STG, the bar, the car. They're sexy guns. I'm sure it's the same people who made the MW 2019 guns worked on the Cold War.
Yeah.
The weapon models look really good.
I think
that's what I was really surprised. The aesthetics of this game actually look really good.
I like the gunfights as of now. I like the gunplay better in this game than I do MW. That's how I just how crunchy the hit markers are and how smooth everything feels. And I don't know if that's just because I've been running a red dot on every single gun, even though like when I'm going through.
Yeah, I haven't run
a
red dot at all on my MP40.
Really?
I still haven't, just because I feel like they're gonna change it back, and I don't.
You're just stubborn.
I'm I'm so stubborn. Yeah. I don't have to conform because I don't have to play for money. Yeah.
I was about to say the Thompson is really good on the
No. Like I run iron sights, period, on the side.
Oh, really?
I'm too much of a curmudgeon. Oh, I can't change it.
Yeah. No,
I can't change it.
Yeah,
it
is such a difference. Yeah. You put a red dot on it,
I don't like the look of it, bro.
Beaming,
yeah.
I see a
clip with an MP40 and red dot on Twitter. I just turn it off. It's probably like it's probably like a Envoy 26 piece, but I'm like red dot in a sub, bro. Come on, no.
Yeah, that's. I mean, yeah. It's. I really do hope they mess with the attachments.
Yep. From a gunsmith lover, please. Please make it 5 attachments and
yep.
Maybe make it a little easier to figure out what I'm looking at. Cause it's so confusing. It's so confusing.
To go back on the map thing. That was one thing that when we played the alpha was what's the name of the Champions Hill?
Mm-hmm. Champion Hill. Yeah.
That's what everyone was talking about. Like, holy shit. It's back to tans and grays and browns.
Yeah.
But it's literally a boot camp.
Right.
Yeah.
And that you said when you said that you were like, hopefully it's not like this because it's just like a boot camp. I was like maybe that's just Blake being like trying to stay positive because I didn't even really believe you. But then you spawn in on that map where you're on the beach, and then you spawn in on the hotel map, and even the map that's like the mansion.
I do hope they put Eagle's more Nest. Sunny maps. The sunny maps tend to be my favorite.
I hear you, but please fix
the
sun. let's address the fact that it's literally giving me eye damage.
I totally forgot about
the
sun.
I love a bright map.
Yeah.
Literally.
I like bright map, but dude, the sun was arrow.
It's like a Venusaur
up
there.
So have you realized that there's dynamic weather on Gavutu?
Yeah.
Sometimes when you spawn into Gavutu, which is where the sun is the worst, it's cloudy and thunderstorming, and there's no sun, and there's no glare. But when you spawn into sunny, windy Gavutu, there is glare. I spawn in, I'm like, yes, it's storming. Yeah. And so we were like making a bit when we were streaming. We're like, imagine if that's in rotation, like it's old Super Smash Bros. And it's like, what's the transformation? Oh, no, it's rock transformation.
Yeah.
You know, he's in trouble, whatever. Can you imagine if they were like, they got stormy Gavutu. This is going to mean that you can push that right side.
I like that.
Yep.
As long as they fix the sun.
I actually was like low key.
I actually like the dynamic element.
Like, could you imagine if bootleg was during the day in Modern Warfare 3 or like, ooh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like different things like
bootleg,
that.
Bootleg, you couldn't see
Dude,
anything.
You couldn't see shit on the
road.
I'd be like, what the heck is this in bootleg?
Hacienda Night, fire.
Hacienda Night was beautiful.
Fire. They open the doors to a balcony. Oh,
I love shit like
crush
that, dude. Yeah. I really,
dude,
really
imagine,
like
imagine,
trash
imagine
and
on
Christmas
Gavutu.
Trash.
Yo, hear me out. Gavutu high tide. So the beach.
The beach is like washed
the beach,
up.
The beach is all water. Imagine you.
Yeah, that would. It just literally cuts that side of the map so you only can go up to the little like round part.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would be dope. That would be dope. We like the game. I had a fun time in LA. I'm never going to LA again until 2022. And
when you text me, I love you, I'll text you, stop. don't stop loving me, just stop drinking.
and shout out to the 100 Thieves people. That was really awesome. And I'm super glad that you guys, I'm super glad you guys got to participate in that. I was actually,
that was super fun.
I was very, I was jealous when you guys got it. I wasn't jealous on the flight back because I was still going through it a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, last thing, I hadn't eaten, and then I finally ate that night with Brandon, and we got Shake Shack. Bro, as I was eating the burger, I felt like my body was healing. I could feel my body healing.
Every bite, you felt a little bit better.
Dude, it literally, I the only way I can explain it is it felt like I was drinking a Fortnite potion. I could just like feel
that's
my
the
body.
Thing I've ever
that
done.
Is one of the nerdiest
that's
things.
The nerdiest thing.
I could literally.
You were taking a piece of cheese and you just felt better from Tarkov.
Dude, literally, just like
the cheese.
The Tarkov cheese.
Exactly.
Just
literally a med kit.
Yes.
You know, every garlic fry is a tourniquet. Just.
It's just the only way. I was like, as the food got there, and I was at like 60% human. I was a 60% human, and as I was eating, I was like
just
65.
Yes.
70. Like, I could just feel my muscles.
Did you say that out loud?
No. Brandon would have been like, what?
All right, bro. Just eat the damn burger.
No, Brandon would have been like, you gonna eat that?
Oh, it's so true. That's all right, so guys, good. Thank you so much for watching the SummerCast. Mm-hmm. Our names are Team Summertime, and we will see you next time. Make sure to subscribe here to the YouTube channel and also listen on all of the audio platforms. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.